Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. For perfectionists, good enough is the enemy of excellence. This all-or-nothing thinking traps them in a state of dissatisfaction and a sense that they're constantly chasing a moving target. However, there's a big difference between being inspired to be our best selves and being driven by a need to win at all costs. The latter is toxic and destructive. If you're someone who's results-driven and motivated to work at a high level, recognizing when good is good enough is essential to your success and your self-worth. In this episode, I've described five occasions when it's okay for you to pull back. When good is good enough. Visiting the Sistine Chapel in Vatican City was one of the highlights of my trip to Italy. On a blisteringly hot day in July, with the streets bustling with tourists, it was a welcome refuge. Upon entering the chapel, I was transported to another dimension. The high vibrational energy was palpable in the sacred space. The breathtaking works of art magnified it, but I was most taken by the frescoes on the vaulted ceiling depicting nine biblical scenes created by Michelangelo, one of the greatest artists of the Italian Renaissance. I later found out that Michelangelo had single-handedly painted the ceiling himself. He had assistants to help him, but he fired them because of their ineptitude. For days on end, he had to lie on his back on scaffolding 60 feet in the air, and could never fully recover from the physical labor of the project. Michelangelo's dedication to his art is inspirational. High standards drove him, having once said that the greatest danger is not that our aim is too high and we miss, but that it's too low and we reach our targets. But his success came with a heavy price. His drive for perfection and his inability to compromise made him perpetually unhappy, and it left him with few friends. Michelangelo's life story is a textbook example of the tortured artist. He, and along with a host of other creative geniuses, have normalized the notion that pain and perfection are essential ingredients of art. It has romanticized the inevitable labor that comes with creative expression. As a creative, I see this perspective as dangerous because it perpetuates mental health problems in not only artists, but anyone who is results-driven and motivated to work at a high level. There's a big difference between being inspired to be our best selves and being driven by a need to win at all costs. The latter is toxic and destructive. The difference between the two comes down to our thinking. For perfectionists, good enough is the enemy of excellence. This all-or-nothing thinking traps them in a state of dissatisfaction. Instead of living in a state of acceptance, they're constantly chasing a moving target. At its root, it's all about fear. Fear of failure, fear of making mistakes, and fear of disappointing others. Reckless ideals of perfection originate from childhood. We may have developed a self-limiting belief that we need to prove ourselves to be accepted. Kids who grew up with parents who always pushed them and showed them conditional love based on their performance often grew up to be adults who aren't satisfied with good enough because they fear that they won't be loved. If this is the case for you, know that you no longer need to buy into that false notion. Every time you hear a critical voice in your head that says you should be doing more, keep the following in mind. You don't have to be the best at everything. You have to be good at what matters. You can be good enough without sacrificing quality. And you can be good enough without settling and compromising. Avoid getting dragged into the socially prescribed drive for perfection, where your self-worth and value depend on your achievements. Stay focused on your goals and go at a pace that feels right for you. As long as you're reasonably consistent with your goals, it's okay to fall back occasionally and check in with yourself to see if you need to reevaluate your efforts. If you're a high achiever who wants to be the best at everything, learning to recognize these five occasions when knowing that good is good enough is essential to your success. Number one, you feel tired and deprived. Physical symptoms like anxiety, stress, and exhaustion are telltale signs that you have crossed the line of healthy striving. If you're sleeping late, drinking 15 cups of coffee, and eating junk food on the go, the cost of your ambitions is too high and could potentially lead to serious health problems. While achieving goals does take some sacrifice, it won't ever leave you feeling deprived of the basic needs you require to lead a balanced life. Number two, it's not a priority. At any given time, we're handling multiple tasks and projects. However, not all of them are of equal importance. We can increase our efficiency by focusing on our priorities. Perfectionists want to be the best at everything. While this may lead to great achievement, it can also lead to misery because it's impossible to be the best at everything. We have limited time, energy, and resources. So it's okay to be good enough at tasks that matter less so that you can work on the things that do. Number three, a need for validation drives you. When chasing a goal, it's essential to pinpoint what's driving you. Are you being internally motivated and measuring your performance with your own yardstick? Or are you being motivated by the approval of others and outperforming those you perceive as your rivals? The latter comes from a place of ego that desperately needs validation from others. If you experience the tension from being ego-driven, check in and re-evaluate your standards. Number four, you've done everything you can to influence the situation. Sometimes good enough means that we have reached a point where nothing more can be done. At that point, we must let nature take its course. It's easier to know we've reached that point in some cases, like after you deliver a pitch or publish a book. In others, less so, like expressing affection to someone you're hoping to start a relationship with. When it's less clear, you have to rely on your intuition. You'll feel a sense of trust and confidence that you have given it all you've got and it's time for you to release control. Number five, your efforts are no longer paying off. In economics, there's a principle called the law of diminishing return. It means that after an optimal point of capacity, expending additional efforts will actually result in smaller increases in output. This applies to peak performance as well. While it's important to study for a test and practice for a sports game, there's a limit to how much energy and time you can invest and still continue to see improvement. The only thing that can sustain our drive to realize our dreams is a fundamental belief that no matter what the outcomes of our efforts, we are good enough. From this foundation of unquestioned worthiness, we celebrate small wins and appreciate our progress. But we're also satisfied wherever we are on our path, enjoying every single moment along the way. All my best on your journey. Celine.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.